going to take things right from the top.
Where nightmares become reality.
Satire is
the prophet, and I think you want to listen to what he can say to you.
I don't know, dude.
What a silly thing he is.
But he's an expert at throwing knives.
Well, all he can do is sit in the water and catch flies.
You are about to enter a world of
very rude noises.
They can turn your brain to mush and tear your body all apart.
And provide a maximum of fun.
And away you go!
It's been building in me. I need to get it out.
They're more dangerous when they're let out.
The smell you get, like when you first smell
my ass.
This is a good smell.
Check out my butt.
What a pooper.
Inside, plenty of room to stretch.
Why, you stupid fuck!
Look at my testicles.
A stiff fingernail brush gets them out.
And there they are.
Wow! You got really hairy balls!
As big as hen's eggs. But the giant soon tired of looking at his jewels.
In this job, I see a lot of penis.
A short study of the members of the state legislatures will reveal
big penises and little penises.
Yeah, yeah, cool. We're all just hanging out.
Sometimes males try putting something into the end of the penis.
Used exactly that same campaign slogan in 1916.
Then in 1876,
about 50,000 years ago,
in 1945, I believe it was,
after January 1st, 2000, during the last few months of 1998,
his slogan was,
this is a year when God is going to give to us
silly outfits and exaggerated mouths and faces
so they can be more like Jesus.
I'd rather have Jesus than
the good-sized bucket and an adapted toilet seat
so that the meat hangs over the bun.
That's marvelous. I'll take it.
That's important because we can do so many things with them.
Make them more than a delight to you.
Oh, I'm going to go buy some.
Oh, and Laura wants some too.
Hi, this is Laura Ingram.
The Wicked Witch of the West.
What if Laura bit me in the stomach right now, a very sensitive area? What would I probably do?
You'll probably make a noise like this.
I would say at this point that is absolutely incredible.
No, it isn't.
You should always ask someone you love if it's okay.
Someone that they can love and who will love them.
My name is Robert Jaffe.
I don't love you.
Bob's mother was having her troubles, too.
Well, that makes sense. That really makes sense.
I pissed on Will Wheaton.
Everyone does it.
Everyone seems to appreciate it, even my mother-in-law.
What is she using?
A vibrator! And it's this big!
It was about 200 feet long and was
at least 18 inches wide.
So I knew she was
masturbating in front of others.
I do not think kids should see it.
But it's too late now.
Oh, gee whiz, I'm just laying around jacking it.
Really? You should get a grown-up to do it.
The neighbors really wanted to laugh when they saw him.
Jerking off again.
I guess it does feel good.
I'd like to do it.
Now that you mention it, sir, I think maybe I did.
So sit back, Jack, and listen to this.
Come on, I'll do it right now.
Make yourself comfortable, Jack.
But don't put a strain on your arm. Adjust the saddle or seat so your knee will be slightly bent when the pedal is in down position.
Huh?
Temporarily place your heel on
Johnny Mathis.
You will have the correct bend in your knee when you place the ball of your foot on
Johnny Mathis.
Now, Johnny, you like to open the market.
No, I can't. Anyway, how is your sex life?
Real tight. Real tight.
Stretch it as tight as you can.
And then you think,
seriously, right, Quint, was there any creative privacy?
It makes a lot of sense.
He tried to think of a word that would make sense with the other words.
How about I fix your nose first?
That hurts, damn it!
Excruciating! That's the word that describes this thing that happened. Okay, cool. Hey, what letter are we up to in the alphabet?
The letter C.
That can only be
cunt.
Don't ever say that word!
You stupid fucking cunt.
That's the magic word.
Cunt?
The Fairy Queen has spoken.
Well, here's a rod. I'll drop it on the counter for ya.
You stick it
all the way up your cunt.
Like this.
That's right. If there's one thing I've learned in life, it's that you have to
watch out for the elephants.
Right? Right.
You guys better watch out.
Watch out, he's got a knife!
Oh man, I'm going home.
When he reached home, he found
devices of torture were all about the room.
Just so they can touch you.
And you get undressed and you're like, well, I've done this a whole lot of times before.
The Bible says in 1 Timothy 2:9 that we should dress
in a special plastic casing and then with soap and nut powder.
Under the arms, in the pubic region, and elsewhere on the body.
You should use a butter knife.
I use an old spoon with a wood handle.
Why, you stupid fuck! Look at you now!
Finally, the biological break finally took effect. Grodd not even moving.
Neither is Batman.
Father, what do you think?
Well, son, I think you made a big mistake.
Oh, my God, that was a little out there.
You know, I've got to go now. I want to thank you both. Thank you.
Take it easy, kid.